Does the Greek word apolimi, translated perish in John 3:16, mean eternal conscious torment or complete destruction? What this person is implying is that just because one of the definitions to apolimi means to destroy, somehow that means that the word perish in John 3:16 means to destroy to the point where people cease to exist. But this is a bad interpretation based upon the faulty assumption that just because a word has a general definition, that somehow that means it can have various meanings based upon its context. For example, apolimi is also found in Matthew 18, verse 11, where the Bible says, "For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost." Lost being apolulos, which is apolimi in the accusative case. But if we were to impose that same definition upon Matthew 18, 11, it wouldn't make sense. We know what the verse means based upon its context. Not only that, but apolimi also has synonyms in the New Testament, such as 2 Thessalonians 1, verse number 9, where the Bible says, "Itines de quintis usin, oletron eonion apoprosepotu kirio, ke apotis doxis tis ixhios aftu," referring to those who reject the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they will be punished with an everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord. Oletron being translated as destruction, followed by aeonion, meaning everlasting, essentially meaning that hell is forever. Apolimi being the verb, oletron being the noun. No one learns annihilationism just by reading the Bible. They learn it from false prophets such as the Seventh-day Adventists and Jehovah's Witnesses.